Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff, today?
All right, we have a joyful prank this morning. And it is the postman always rings twice. All right? All right. Cat dog, if you would, let's get to it. The postman always rings twice.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Carlos.
This is he. Who is?
My name's Benny, man. Benny Phipps. Hey, you, I want to make sure I got the right person. You work for the post office, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you deliver mail off of Murphy Road?
Sometimes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I live in... First of all, I wanted to make sure I had the right postman. Now, it's been brought to my attention that there's a postman that has been stopping by my house, and what I'm not understanding is why are you bringing mail to my door opposed to just putting mail in the mailboxes on the street where everybody got their mailboxes at?
What do you say? You say it again?
I live at Murphy Road.
Murphy Road. Yeah, I deliver over there, but you say delivering packages at your house?
No, I said you've been bringing mail to my house in a pose. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, Carlos. My wife is at home all day. She don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is you've been stopping by there on more than one occasion on a daily basis. You coming by there 2-3 times, you know. But what I'm understanding, ain't no mail being brought over there. I'm trying to figure out what are you doing at my house. Now, what really then brought all this to a head, because you already know what's going on. Let me go on and let you know that, Carlos. I do know what's going on. I picked up the clothes from the cleaners this morning, and to my attention, it's a man's post office shirt in my package.
What color was it?
It's blue, light blue.
I got a blue one.
Okay, well, explain this to me. How your shirt get in my house?
Do it have my name on it? Because that could be anybody's shirt.
Okay, so hold on. What you trying to say? Is more postmen stopping by my house?
Yeah, man. Sometimes, you know, we do have different guys in that neighborhood, you know, because I...
Here's my problem, man. My problem is this, is that my wife is at home all day, every day. And my understanding is that you stopping by there
First of all, dog, you can call the 1-800 number, because how did you get my number, dude?
Hey, don't worry about that. I find ways. How you get my address that you stopping by there every morning? Huh?
I just deliver what they give me to deliver. And, dude, I put the mail in a box, and this is a package I don't get out.
Excuse me?
I don't, dude. That wasn't me, dude.
I go to the cleaners this morning and pick up clothes, and it is a post office shirt in there that evidently belonged to a man. That's got to be, it must be yours.
That's none of mine, man. That's not mine. I have all mine over here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do, Carlos. Because, Carlos, let me tell you something. I know you're lying. See, and what you're doing is you're delivering more than mail at my house, and I know it, Carlos. You understand me? So, listen.
That's not me, dude.
Excuse me?
That's not me. It can't be me.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you come on Murphy Road tomorrow, okay, I'm going to be out there at the mailboxes waiting on you.
For what? For what?
Because me and you going to handle this problem that we got tomorrow morning when you bring the mail. So when you bring the mail, bring your too. Okay, Carlos?
Hey, hold on. Are you threatening me?
I'm telling you, when you bring the mail, bring your too.
Dude, I didn't come at you like that. You ain't got to come at me like that. Dude.
Hey, man, you came up in my house, and I know you was
in
my house.
Dude, I told you that wasn't me, man.
Post office shirt in my house.
Dude, that was not me. I don't know where you live. I don't know who the you are, but you threatening me, dude.
Hey, man, I'll see you in the morning at the mailbox. Bring your Carlos.
I'm off tomorrow, but I will come to your house with plain clothes on and whoop your
what you say?
You want to with me?
Hey, you
it's on. Where you Murphy Road. I will be there.
Murphy Road. Bring your because what you're not going to keep doing is running up in my house while I'm out at work trying to earn a living for my family, and you up in my house laying up, and you're leaving your clothes. I found some mace in there. I guess that's what you use when you spray on them dogs. I found that, too.
I'm going to bring some extra mace. I'm going to spray your with that mace. I'm going to knock your out.
So you, bitch. I check.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the mailbox,
Carlos.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Excuse me?
It's a I told you. I wasn't the one, but if you want to with me, wrong. For real.
Okay, cool.
I'll give a
when I see you tomorrow, when I see you tomorrow.
It's on. It's whatever. Hey, you threatening me and all that. But I tell you what, I will come over there in some plain clothes and whoop your because you're not going to make me lose my job, dog.
Okay.
That's my job. But
whatever it's got to be. I don't care if you're in the post office uniform. I don't give a damn if you're in your pajamas, Carlos. But when you come to that mailbox and I find you out there by the mailboxes, that's your man, because I know you've been in my house, Carlos.
I'm telling you, I'm there.
Okay, so be it then. So be it. I got one more thing else I want to tell you before you get there.
Tell me what, you know, already called me.
Well, is you listening to me?
Yeah.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your co-worker.
Oh, you. You. Ain't this a... Ain't this a fool of a tomorrow?
Carlos, you all right, man?
Ah, dude, I'm driving put over to Saddle Road. I'm hanging out the truck. I'm about to go crazy. I'm on my way to your house right now. I was on my way to your house. I just got off of work. Damn, I'm going to get
up. Oh, man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Radio Show.
I expect some prank and praise up in here this morning. I really do. That right there, that was greatness. Just no.
Outstanding.
So nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Outstanding.
Hey,
prank.
Come on.
King of pranks.
Hey, let's pick it up
King
here, people. Let's go. Come on. Okay.
Like being ordered.
You didn't like our
place.
Energy.
I don't like your prank energy there. Okay. Okay. That's how y'all doing it. That's okay. No. It's okay.
Well, you got so much self-worship with it. That's what. It's like we got to give you time to get out our way.
Hey, man, what you doing after Thanksgiving? Why don't you come out and open up for me? Let me let you grab the mic.
Wow.
You know what you're going to mess around, dude, Tommy?
November 30th, dog.
Career.
Come on, man.
He's already going to be working for you on Monday when you don't come to work. Dang, you want to do everything?
Because how that's going to look? I show up at your show, then I come to work the next day, then you ain't here. Then everybody going to want to know, what the hell happened to Tommy? Well, I buried his ass last night. And he couldn't come in. That's what I'm going to tell. Oh, you best believe that's the story I'm going with.
Come on out, man. We'll both take off Monday together, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Tommy, what do you do on your days off?
Yeah.
Nothing. What you supposed to do?
Did he say nothing?
Nothing.
I'm chilling.
I like that answer.
Why would I exert myself and do something? Why would I do that?
What the hell? Who do that?
What you say, Tommy? Chill.
Yeah. I'm going to fire that grill up, and we're going to be good. You act like I'm supposed to go do something. Why might well come to work?
You are so stupid.
I'm going to flip my pillow over by 6:30 when y'all crack that mic.
Oh, so you do listen. Okay, good.
I turn it on and make sure y'all there. You know, just know.
Got a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
New Jersey Pack is going down. Tickets on sale right now. It is myself, it is Cheryl Underwood, Finesse Mitchell, and Dominique. You don't want to miss it. It's a Thanksgiving Comedy Fest. Thanksgiving Comedy Fest, November the 30th. New Jersey, baby. Newark, New Jersey at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale right now. And you might get a guest appearance. If my uncle want to come grab the mic, we're going to let him get out there. I'm going to let you do five, seven minutes. I'm going to let you do by. By five.
Anything more than five is dangerous.
Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.